I hope to land us somewhere. Even if we don't finish the ABCDEs, but I hope to land us somewhere. God will help me. Are you praying for me? Hallelujah. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We are grateful. The privilege to sit at your feet, to receive your word, to be taught by your spirit. No man takes this honor upon himself except you give. So, Lord, here am I. Send me to someone in this house today. Let all the excellency that will comfort be all of you and none of mine, as I trust you to speak a word in season that will profit somebody here today and cause someone to manifest and cause someone's blessing to manifest. Thank you for doing it, Lord. We will give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, yeah. Hallelujah. Pastor has saved me some time by recapping yesterday, so I will not recap. I normally recap. But he has repeated what we said yesterday, so we'll just move on. The first letter was the letter A, and it means to agree with God's word. We're moving into the second letter, and that's the letter B. Someone say B. The way God sometimes works with me is that he gives me a word, a message to preach, and then I come into church, and then I will hear somebody or the choir sing something that will just be a cue for me. And your choir did that tonight. And so the word believe is what we're going to emphasize on. I will try and move beyond it. But if I don't, God will help us. Hallelujah. Now, what is very important, man of God, we just finished our Word of Faith conference, and the theme was that you believe. So speaking on the word believe now is going to be a lot, much more than what I have in this book. I will try. Say, help him, Holy Spirit. But beyond agreeing with God's word is that we have to believe. Someone say believe. We have to believe. And when we talk about believing, John chapter 6 and verse 28 and 29, I want to show you this, how important this is in our experience of God and of the word of God. How important this is. John chapter 6 and verse 28 and 29. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. This is, someone said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Now, imagine the disciples coming to Jesus and asking that, look, we want to do God's work. What is it that we might do that we might walk this world? And Jesus tells them one thing. Because when he says this is a definite article that it defines that it is one thing. Am I correct? This is the work of God that you believe. I want to submit to you that what lies between you and manifestation, beyond agreeing, is believing. What lies between you and victory in life, beyond agreeing with God's word, is what? Believing. Because Jesus, this is what it is. If you want to walk the walk, this is the only walk God asks of you, and that is what? That you believe. Because believing is actually walk. All right? Believing is actually work. So, for me to manifest or bring things into manifestation, all Jesus is asking me to do is believe. He said, but how is that if I'm a believer? Yes, you are. But you know what? You have not believed until you take action. Because the word to believe means to be persuaded enough to take an action. To be persuaded enough to take an action. So until when you say you believe, and it moves you to acting, you have not yet believed. So Jesus said, this is what is required of you, that you believe. This is what is required. So let's open up this believing thing. First, I just said, the simple definition of believing is that you are persuaded enough to take action. You are persuaded enough. So if you are not taking action, you have not yet believed. Or your believing has not matured. Or has not gauged, if I may put it that way. Because once it gauges, it will propel, it will move you to act. Are you listening? So what enables that to happen? It is the word of God that enables that to happen. Without the word of God, you cannot believe. Or you can't believe God. You may believe other things. You can believe the doctor's report. You can believe your bank, statements. But if you are going to believe God in order to have what God has said concerning you come to pass, in order to have what God desires for you to come to pass, in order to have what Christ has, finished for you and obtained for you to come to pass, you have to believe the word of God. So who has believed our report? And to whom is what? The arm of the Lord revealed. Romans chapter 10 says, how can they believe except what? They hear. And that is where the struggle lies with a lot of people, because we're trying to believe God in certain situations without having heard God, or having heard his word, or having knowledge of his word. It is the knowledge of the word of God that enables your believing. So without that in place, you will not be able to believe. You will struggle to believe. Believing becomes a struggle and a task. Whereas because we are believers, we have a potential to believe. We have the capacity to believe. But what enables that is the knowledge of the word of God. How knowledgeable you are of God determines to what, how easy it becomes for you to believe. Can you imagine when God first came to Abraham and told him he would be a father of many nations. Now, we thought he had believed. But then in Genesis chapter 15, he comes to God and says, God, what would thou give me, seeing I go childless? And this servant in my house has to be the one that is going to inherit all my things. What would thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the Bible says God had to bring him out of from the tent and brought him out outside and said, look to the sky. What do you see? He said, your seed shall be as the stars of the sky. Brought him to the seaside and said, you know, bring out your feet from your sandals and let it touch the sand. He said, what do you see? Can you count that? He said, your seed shall be as the sand on the seashore. And the Bible says, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Even though we are believers, it is not automatic that you believe God. Now listen to me carefully. In different circumstances and situations of your life, until you bring in the knowledge of God. Let me explain what I mean to somebody. When you receive a doctor's report that you have some certain situations in your body, I do not know, and you cannot know, that you believe God that you are healed of that already, if you don't have knowledge and a strong enough knowledge that God not only is able to heal you of that, and added to that, that he's willing to heal you, and he has already healed you. If you are not strong in that knowledge, I can't say that you believe God. You can't say that you believe God. When we got married, we decided we're not going to start a family right away. Right? So after 1 year, we now decided, okay, it's time to start a family. Because by that time, parents have begun to ask, what are you people waiting for? And so, we said we are now ready. And then, a report came that my wife had multiple fibroids and she's not going to be able to, you know, take in. I remember, and this is something. When you believe God, you will know that you believe. I'm not saying you pretend to know. I'm not saying there's a make-believe to know. I'm not saying there's a force, you know, a bold-faced action. No, you will know. You will know. And I'm going to give you some practical things that will help you there. You will know that you believe. It's not, I'm trying to believe. No. You will know. So I called my wife, I said, sit down. She sat down. I took her hands and I said, listen, if it takes us 10 years, that's the farthest I could think. I said, if it takes us 10 years, these children will come. It doesn't matter what has been said. If it takes us 10 years, they will come. That's all I said. You know why I was that solid with it? Because ever before I got married, ever, one of the things I did, and that was because I found out I was going to get married. So one of my favorite scriptures of confessing is Psalm 128. Thy vine shall be like a fruitful vine round about your house. And your children shall be like olive plants round about your table. Say, so shall the man that feareth the Lord be blessed. It was one of my favorite confessions. I'll be walking from my place of work from my last bus stop and I'll be walking home, and I'll be confessing that among other confessions. So when that report came, there was no, is it going to be so or not so? No. And I'm glad to announce it didn't take us 10 years. It took us one more year plus that one year we decided to stay away. Amen. Are you listening to me? That's all it took. But it was settled in me. Are you listening to me? It was settled. So when you believe, tell your neighbor, when you believe, you will know. If you don't know it, you are not believing yet. Some say, well, but how do I know that I believe? Thank you for asking. Well, believing is of the spirit. But there are some practical things on the outside that we can use to gauge it. Are you listening to me? Tell me, believing is of the spirit. It's not with your head. It's not with your mind. It's of the spirit. But there are things on the outside we can use to gauge. Okay, this person believes. Number one. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore, someone say therefore, we speak. So that means that a person who believes will speak. What will he speak? He will speak in conformity with the word of God. Not with his circumstance, not with his situation. He will speak in conformity with the will of God, with the word of God, or in that situation. For instance, Acts 27, when Paul, was in that storm with some people, and the Bible says that, the storm lasted for many days, and Bible says after long abstinence, Paul came forth and stood in the midst of them and said, men and brethren, you should have listened unto me before. But don't worry, I'm paraphrasing now for time's sake. He said, don't worry. He says, there stood by me an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, who told me, fear not, Paul. You shall not, no harm will come to you but to the ship. And everyone be saved. And Paul said, wherefore, sirs, I believe God. It shall be unto me, even as it was what? Spoken. When you believe, you will speak according to what is written. You will speak according to the word of God for that situation, for that circumstance. You will speak what the word of God says you speak. That's what, when you believe, you will speak. Tell me, when you believe, you will speak. Let me show you from the scriptures that it's true that when you don't speak, you are not believing yet. Go with me to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, from verse 12 to 20. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and shalt rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Look at what Zechariah said next. And Zechariah said, verse 18, unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel. It's like the man was angry. That stand in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. The man was angry. I mean, how dare you ask me that then? Don't you know who I am? I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And I'm sent to give you these words. Now, look at what the angel said next. Look at what he said. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Why? Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. I want you to read it this way so that you catch what I'm saying. Take off every word that is enclosed by commas. In other words, after speak, every word after speak that is enclosed by commas. In other words, until the day these things shall be performed. Take those words out. Let's read it this way. And thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak, because thou believest not my words. When you don't speak, it's because you don't believe. No, Pastor, it's because I'm not the speaking type. No, it's because you don't believe. Are you listening to me? Because when you believe, what will happen? You will speak. There are countless examples in scripture. When the woman with the issue of blood believed that Jesus is our solution, what the Bible says, for she kept on saying, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. When you believe, you will speak. Can you say that to your neighbor for me? So they also tell you, if you are not speaking, you are not believing yet. I know those of us who have children. When you promise your child, I'm going to buy you. If you come out first, I'm going to buy you this. Does that child wait till that thing happens? No. That child goes around. Daddy said, he will buy me a bicycle. It has not come first yet. But because daddy said it. Said daddy said, he will buy me a bicycle when I come first. Daddy, why? Because that child believes the daddy. That child has taken for granted, me, I'm coming first. It is daddy. That's why the child can go ahead and say it. Because as far as the child is concerned, me, I am coming first. So the problem is with daddy. So daddy said, when I come first, he's buying me a bicycle. He has forgotten the responsibility on his own part that to come first. Or he has taken it for granted, I am coming first. When you believe, you will speak. Amen? Saying still along those lines, when we went on this journey to, and I told my wife that, and we continued our way, and one of these days, of course I kept speaking, then one day we were having a devotion together, and he jumped out at me from the scriptures that we're going to have a son. I told her, our first is a son. It's a son. And so we kept saying, it's a son. So when the day she was giving birth, and the doctor brought the child out, and I said, woman, guess what you are? I said, I'm not guessing. I know it's a boy. So how do you know? That's what God told us was coming out. When you believe, you speak. Second thing you use to check, whether you are believing. Hebrews in chapter 4. In verse 3. Chapter 3 first, verse 18 and 19. And then we'll take chapter 4, verse 3. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that what? To them that what? To them that what? Believed not. So we see that they could not enter because what? Of unbelief. Now, chapter 4 and verse 3. Chapter 4, verse 3. For we which have believed, what happens? We do enter into what? Rest. For we which have believed, we do enter into rest. Child of God, when you believe, there is rest that comes on you. There is a peace. Not a fake peace. If you claim to believe and you are still in anxiety, you are not believing yet. All right? If you claim to believe, I believe, but you are in anxiety. Listen, anxiety and believing do not cohabit. It's either one or the other. And you know what? Listen to me, child of God, and listen real good. This thing about believing is what makes the difference between those who see manifestation and those who don't. How do you know that people, you know, are in anxiety where after they claim they believe, they still have sleepless nights. They still have high blood pressure over the same matter. They are still running, their minds are going up, north, down, south, east, and west. Over a situation. They can't sleep. But they that have believed, he said, we have entered into. Glory to God. When you believe, you enter into rest. That's why Jesus could sleep in a boat while the storm was raging. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He could sleep in a boat. Listen to me. When you believe, you can sleep. Glory to God. The Bible says, look at Psalm 127, for instance. Psalm 127. It says, except the Lord builds the house, the laborer labors but in vain. Except the Lord watches over a city, the watchman does what? He keeps awake in vain. It says, you know, and give me verse 2 now. For it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved what? Sleep. Next verse. No, okay, that's okay. It is vain to rise up early, to sleep late. He said, because he giveth his beloved sleep. And how can he give them sleep? Because they believe him. They can sleep. Some of us lose sleep when you have a financial need ahead of you. And that is why it does not manifest, because anxiety and believing God cannot cohabit. Now, entering into rest does not mean that you stay idle. It's a condition of your spirit man that is at rest, even though your surrounding may be in turmoil. It's a condition of your spirit man that is at peace, even though there is noise all around you. And your head can be going bang, 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 but your heart is at rest. Can I say something to us? Worry is not something that God gave to man to do. Worry is a self-inflicted condition. And let me not go into that direction. But the scripture says clearly, worry does not bring happiness. So, he that believeth does what? Enter into rest. Now, this is where I want to land you, because I'm going to join this, I'm going to say, with something else that to bring, to make some things clear to us. The third thing that you use to measure whether you're in belief. Give me 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and what? And full of glory. If there is anything like the what you can use as a the strongest indicator that a man believes God, it is the gauge of the joy in the heart of that person. I think that next to speaking, if I don't know whether to rate them, but speaking and releasing joy, when you cannot be joyful, when because of a situation you cannot be joyful, child of God, we can put a big question mark on your believing. Big one. Side by side with that is being able to praise God. I want to take the two together. Being able to praise God. That you can praise God in the midst of an unpleasant situation. is an indication that you believe God. Though the fig tree do not blossom, and the vines, you know, does not bring forth, and there's no cattle in the store, he said, yet will I what? I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. My brother, my sister, listen to me and listen real good. If you cannot be joyful when there's no money in your pocket, you don't believe God. If you cannot be joyful, you know, with the symptoms on your body, you don't believe God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you cannot be joyful when the circumstances and the pressures around you are also tangible, that it looks like it's going to swallow you up. If you can't be joyful, you don't believe God yet. The Bible says with joy we draw water out of the well of salvation. Are you listening to me? With joy, you bring manifestation to bear. With praising God, Bible says of Abraham, Abraham grew strong in faith as he gave praise to God continually. With praising God, you change circumstances and bring light out of darkness. Hallelujah. You bring life out of death. You bring supply out of a seemingly impossible situation. Because you do what? You believe God. And you are able to rejoice. One of the quickest way of bringing manifestation into things into the open, what you desire to into manifestation, what you desire to appear, one of the quickest ways is to be able to praise God even when you have not seen anything yet, and to rejoice. I found out it's not the easiest to dance when there's no musical. We can all dance here when, you know, we have the songs are melodious. But when you are by yourself, that is when it matters the most. From 2020 to 2022, my wife had a condition in her body. They call it, I don't know, they have some name for it. It has to do with the back pain. They said, okay, degenerative bone disease. The back. Man of God, sir, at a certain time, in the course of this, my wife was on a cocktail of 13 different drugs. 13. There was a time she had to go to a physiotherapy session on two different doctors. Finish one session of 14 sessions. After each session, they'll be relieved. But after the whole 14, she said, come back. Then one night, God instructed her, said, begin to give me praise. Give me 1 hour of praise every night. It's so bad, she could only wear flat shoes. Any shoe with any small heel, forget it. In church, she can only stand for a while after she has to sit down during praise and worship. And my wife is someone that likes dancing. My God, there are times she'll be in pain in bed. And I'll be looking at her like this. I've prayed. I've confessed. I don't know what else to do. But when she began to give praise, she would do it. There was a time she wanted to get offended because I wasn't joining her. You see, there's a time when it is your battle. It's your battle. It's your battle. Nobody can fight it with you. You see, after they fight it with you for a while, they'll be tired. Because it's your battle. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And I told her, I said, I'm with you in the spirit. I'm in agreement. But truthfully, and that's what I said, you know, it's you that God said you should give him praise. Was I praying for along or still along now? Yeah, I'll pray. I'm praying. He said that was wicked. No, it's not wicked. You see, can I say something to you? There's a place where somebody else can carry you on their faith, and there's a place they can't go beyond. When it gets to that place, a grabosh kadayata, you will know that it is your own. Because no matter what they do, you won't get better. It is you that will do what needs to be done. Let me put that aside. Let me come. When we talk about the issue of the children issue, after I said what I said, my wife said, well, she still said, I'm going to go to hospital. I need to find out from doctors what is the matter. What can we do? And so she got appointments and she was going to the doctors. One day she was in the doctor's office waiting for her turn. And the Spirit of God said to her, what are you doing here? I can do this thing. What are you doing here? She just packed her bags and walked out and never went back till conception happened. Never went back. And I can tell you about that pregnancy that we don't have time for. But let me add one more example from scripture. Sometimes when we read scripture, we need to understand. Why did it take Abraham and Sarah 25 years? Was it just God? No. It was them too. It takes two to tango to have a child. There's no way. If you want to have a child, it will be left to one person alone. No, two of them had to be in agreement. But Abraham believed, and Sarah was not in belief. When God spoke in Genesis 18, she laughed. What is God saying? Me being old, shall I have pleasure again? And God said, why did she laugh? She said, I did not laugh. Oh. But come to Hebrews 11:11. By faith, Sarah also. Somebody say also. Somebody say also. In other words, in addition to something else going on, in addition to her husband's belief, in addition to her husband's faith, am I talking to somebody here today? Listen to me. If two of you are together, if you are not in agreement, no matter how many prayers have been said on you, listen to me. The two of you must come into agreement that what God has said concerning the two of you will come to pass. It will not come to pass until you also. Somebody say, until I also. Sarah also, by faith, received strength to conceive and to be delivered of a child. For she judged him faithful who had promised. So let me finish this. In 4 minutes, and we're doing something. And then she began to praise. Every night. In fact, she chose when we have done everything we need to do in the house and I've leave her alone. So she chose 12 midnight to 1 a.m. every night. She will praise God. She will dance when she, even with the pain. For one solid hour. She must have done it for nothing less than 6 to 10 months. She didn't know when the pain disappeared. Something they have told her to come to for surgery for. She didn't know when the pain disappeared. Is somebody ready to dance here today? Is somebody ready to praise God today? Today my wife can wear all the shoes that she has. She can stand for as long as she needs to stand. In that time, you stand too long, it's a problem. You sit too long, it's a problem. You lie on your back too long, it's a problem. We know you believe God when you can praise Him, even when you have not seen change yet. And I tell you, the quickest way to bring manifestation is to enter into praise. The quickest way to enter into manifestation is to what? Enter into praise. Can I ask the choir to come and help me? Is somebody ready to praise God? Just, let's do it for, because my time is up. Let's do it for 5 minutes. Pastor, borrow me 3 extra minutes. I have 2 minutes left. Borrow me 3 extra ones. Alright? I want to see somebody who can praise God in this place. Listen to me. There are situations in your life that are contrary. Circumstances that are contrary to the will of God. I don't know what it is. You know what it is. But you want to give God some quality praise. You want to give God some quality rejoicing. You want to dance before Him. And not only will you do that here, when you get back home, you will do it. You will sing your own song. Dance your own dance. Shout your own shout. And let the devil know that I believe God. That irrespective of what I see, or what I feel in my body, I believe God. Listen to me. When Paul said, I believe God, do you know that the storm lasted 14 more days? 14 more days. After he said, I believe God. But in the course of those 14 days, he came to the people and said, you need to cheer up. You need to cheer up. You need to tell your neighbor you need to cheer up. Are you going to help me now?
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrows, now I'm free. I got me boo, hallelujah, boo. I got me power, hallelujah, boo. Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus, every generation I ride.
Double, double, heavenly. Surely goodness and mercy, I'll never follow. Hallelujah!
Somebody shout in this house. Somebody shout in this house. Somebody praise God in this house. The same way the walls of Jericho came down, every wall of hindrance is down. Every wall of hindrance is down. Every wall of obstruction is down. Every wall holding back your manifestation is down. And in the name of Jesus Christ, just as that stone was rolled away and Lazarus came forth, I call for your manifestation now. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. What you have danced over and rejoiced over, you are going back with a good report. you will meet a good report at home. You will meet a good report on your job. You will meet a good report in your business. In the name of Jesus. Whatever report the doctors has given you, it changes now. When you go back, they will find a different report. That which is in accordance with the will of God, that which is in accordance with what Christ has done, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Someone say, because I believe God, I will rejoice continually. Amen.